How do you guys feel about what some might call garbage TV shows? Just bottom of the barrel bullshit, because I love it. I love that kind of stuff. Let me explain. If you've ever watched a TLC show, in which they do a sort of documentary of reporting on just weirdos. My favorite one recently was, I was watching a commentary channel on YouTube, but it was a woman who was in love with a chandelier, and it was disgusting. And I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of weirdos. I can't get enough of people that just are just like, you know what? I have the weirdest thing that should never be talked about, and I'm going to, you know, go on a TV show and explain it to the world.
You know what's funny is that we've basically universally condemned the quote-unquote freak show of, like, past human experience. Mm. Like, oh, this, like, a woman who grows a beard and all this other stuff, and they're on display for everybody to look and gawk at. And then TLC exists.
Yeah, yep. Now, I think my fascination with those kinds of things is from, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, that's...
Which was a fantastic show. But... What, when it comes to, like, garbage TV shows, what have you guys watched that you were just like, I don't care if this is, like, universally bad. I love it.
Probably, like, one I watched a bunch of for no particular reason, because I think I was spending time at my grandfather's farm, and the only thing I had to do all day was watch TV. I watched so much of this, like, it's like Realty Wars. Just these same, like, five... I think they were in Las Vegas, just these same five people who would go and bid on houses. And it was so clearly fake.
Oh, yeah.
And just awful. But for some reason, I watched it for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, this dude found a magazine in the trash can of this house and makes him believe that the kitchen has been professionally outfitted, so he's going to spend extra money on it.
Oh, my God.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
Okay, I actually have, because I was like thinking back in my memory, because in my childhood, like, Judge Judy would be on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh,
like, I don't think I necessarily enjoyed it. I think I kind of just, like, put up with it, and I would watch it. But I was trying to think of, like, a trash TV show that I kind of, like, actually enjoyed watching, and it's Storage Wars, you know?
Okay.
That is some Storage Wars years.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Pawn Stars, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're inside of me. There is this desire to explore the unknown, okay? So, like, for example, if a sign says no trespassing and the door is unlocked, depending on who I'm around at that point, I will probably go through the door.
What I'm getting at is that, one, Storage Wars, you clearly have a gambling addiction. Second, you have a deep inner desire to commit crime.
I mean, he told me a story about him trespassing over the weekend on the way here. Well,
it was not trespassing. After
it was some light trespassing.
After I trespassed, I ran into the owner.
He admitted, Your Honor, I would like to
say. I was about to say,
that
you're like, it wasn't really trespassing. So after I trespassed,
I talked to
him. I like
the
how Dad Timmy is progressing. He used to be such a good guy.
No. See, what you don't
Let's
know
do
is
some crime.
Before Dad. Okay, I have like three stories now. So the light trespassing was, I visited a theater that I used to perform at, okay?
Okay.
So I did my light trespassing, baby strapped to me asleep, because, you know, my cover story was, oh, I was just looking for a quiet place for the baby to sleep. I did run into the owner of the building.
Uh-huh.
And I have, you know, I performed at this theater.
Okay.
I know what he looks like.
All right.
He didn't remember me, of course, but he did remember...
Rough.
He did remember my director, because she is a very charismatic woman, retired opera singer.
Yep.
Sang at the Met. Incredible woman.
Okay.
Bonnie Forcus.
Yep.
Look up her works. So I mentioned her name, and he's like, oh, yeah, Bonnie. And, like, as soon as I mentioned her name, like, his whole demeanor changed. He went from, like, what are you doing here? To, like, oh, okay.
And then he put his gun away.
So, like, after I told him, like...
Famous armed guards of the Avalon.
Oh, yeah. So after I, like, told him I knew Bonnie and I used to perform here, he was like, welcome back. And he was like, you know, feel free to, like, look around. And he kind of told me, like, they renovated in 2019.
Nice.
He's like, we have, like, this, like, private kind of a performance room mm-hmm. you can visit and mm-hmm. da, 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 da. And in my head, I'm like, been there, seen that. But that was, you know, so was it trespassing if he gave me permission after? I don't know. All I'm saying is no laws were broken. My conscience is clear. Second story.
Okay. Is this related to garbage TV shows? Because I'm really trying to bring it back to that.
We'll circle back.
Okay.
This is a documentary on Tim's crimes.
Right, right.
No crimes are committed. I'm guiltless.
Yep.
Second story.
Officer, there's a guy in my head.
Second story. I was in UMBC's library, and UMBC's library has been there for like years.
Okay.
Like 50 years. Okay. It was one of the first buildings they erected on campus. So there's a lot of like new construction and on top of old construction. So, you know, There's nooks and crannies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is like the secret way you can get to like the basement of the library. It has like old records that you can like reference old, like, you can look at the plans of the library. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So there's a specific elevator that'll get you down there and a specific staircase, but it's kind of like, it's like in the back. It's nothing's locked. There are tons of students down there all the time. So It's like perfectly legal. But they're like, it's like sectioned off and they're like doors on both sides. And I never tried to open the doors.
Mm-hmm.
But one day I was sitting next to this little table that was by a bookcase. The restrooms are far back, but there's that door there. And I looked at my buddy and I was like, you ever try to open that door? And he's like, no, you know, I just never tried to open it. I'm like, let's just try to open that door. And I just pushed it open and it opened. And there was a long hallway that stretches the entire room.
Okay.
And there were just like old desks, broken chairs.
Oh, like storage, books. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just storage.
At the end of the long hallway, did you meet Mr. Tumnus?
That would have been so cool.
Come with me. Throw this wardrobe. So we just kind of walked around and yeah, that's all there was to it. And then we walked back and that was that, you know?
If you met Mr. Tumnus, it would have been more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You should have continued with that.
And then you'll just hear a voice, we'd like some Turkish delights.
Yeah.
No, Turkish delight is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not a great candy.
It's, no. What do you mean? It's flavored with rose water.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the main flavor.
Oh, I like rose water.
Well,
it's like rose water, sugar, and like gelatin. That's it.
Okay.
It's also weird that he sold his whole family out for...
Yeah, for some rose water and sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Gelatin.
It's basically edible potpourri.
A very mid candy.
So going back, so that is exploring the unknown. I have this innate desire to explore what most people cannot explore.
Okay.
So storage wars.
You don't know
what's behind the door.
See,
you know what I love?
Or you can only see like the front, right? Yeah. You don't know what's really deep in the recesses. So it wasn't like the, you know, some people like the bidding, like, yep, and they just flick a finger or whatever. But what really got me is when they started digging through all the trash. You know, and sometimes you'd be like, oh, do you see this? Like, this thing is like some figurine from the 1950s, and like, you could sell this for like $3,000. This pays for it, and then some.
Yeah, like I said, gambling.
Yeah.
No, it's not gambling. It's exploration.
See,
you cannot. If you pull
you are gambling
a slot machine,
for a mystery box, if, this
true.
Is essentially what Blizzard is doing.
You are already losing the battle against your gambling addiction.
Okay, now I have to go into another tangent.
Oh my God!
You have had your time.
No, I've already had your time. You don't get back to bingo.
Do you know where my gambling addiction started?
Bingo with the old people.
When I was 7 years old, I had Pokemon Yellow.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And you know what you can do in one of the cities?
Oh yeah.
Yep. They have a slot machine, and you bet I played that till I got that Porygon.
And then every
wait a minute, it was a slot machine that gave you a living creature?
No. You got enough Pokey and then, or no, there's like, it was a special token or something?
You got tokens in order to.
I'm pretty sure you could game those slot machines though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure if you just like looked up on the internet.
I mean, I did get good.
You know what?
No, I mean like you can actually like win like all the time on this, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
there's a way of.
I did it the hard
there's
way.
Also, there's also a way of using something called save scumming, which is you save before you gamble.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then if you fail, then you just reload your save and then you never lose money.
I was seven, Jake. I didn't have that kind of logic.
I think the most interesting thing about this whole recording session that we've been through is just Tim's intros are just getting longer and longer.
Yeah, I know.
He's taking. Yep. See, I also just
we're just gonna start a new podcast. Minutes.
Yeah, just start. But the idea that he's like, yeah, the exploring the unknown and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, I've never really heard it be described like that for Storage Wars. Like, exploring space, the unknown, a deep cavern that no one's ever seen, unknown. And then it's like, inside the storage unit.
The unknown.
It's been abandoned for years.
Hey, Jim Bob, there's an instrument case in there.
I'm exploring the unknown, Jim Bob.
Like, there, you know, there could be undocumented species of creatures inside Storage Wars.
Case
inside
storage. We're going to start a new podcast. Exploring the unknown with Timmy. Light trespassing and gambling.
This is what you have to do to get out.
Do you think there's any vintage antiques in here? I don't know. Give me $10 and we check.
I'll go get my baby.
Gotta start him young.
Right, right. If you have a baby with you, you're immediately exempt from any crime.
It's like, I will use my white privilege and my baby strapped to me to be absolved of all crime.
It's a perfect plan. It
really is.
Have white women figured this out yet?
Mark, what's your garbage TV show?
Oh, garbage. Finally getting back to this. Yeah.
I'm trying to get the episode going.
Oh, yeah. So, garbage TV. So, back, you know, in the day, I think a lot of us, especially in the country area, I didn't have cable. So, it was like, I don't know, like 8 channels for a while.
Yep.
So, you know, 45 when the static was relatively not bad. Jerry Springer was one of the garbage TV shows. Me and my sister used to watch it all the time because it was just like the only thing on, and it was just like the most dumb shit ever.
Yeah.
And I just like some of the titles. It's just like, my husband cheated on me with my sister and like all that stuff. And then they'll break out into a brawl. And then you got the bodyguard that's like stopping everybody.
Yeah.
Like all that crap.
Yeah. But, there was like, and like that and like.
And he got his own show, I think, at one point.
Who, the
bodyguard?
Hmm?
The bodyguard?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think his name is like Steve Wilkos or something like that. But yeah, he got his own show.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
But
I wonder how many people don't know that shit is just completely fake.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fake. But, you know, that's the entertainment. You're just like, we're better than them. And then you're like,
but no, darn it.
We're watching them.
No.
But the DNA results.
But the DNA results. You are not the father.
Mari wouldn't lie.
Laurie wouldn't lie for views.
Reviews on public television?
Which answer will make people more upset?
I had someone that I went to high school with, his brother was on that. And then I don't even remember what the story was. Apparently they gave his brother like a script and a story of like, you know, things to say. And then I was like in high school at the time. And so they were just like, he was like, yeah, my brother was on that. And it's like completely fake. And the whole class was like, what?
No, I don't believe it.
You mean they don't say Jerry, Jerry, like over and over.
That show is a representation of true human behavior.
Yeah.
True to life. Those are real people with real emotion.
Namely white trash.
All of it. Kel.
So, yeah, I did some Storage Wars for a while, but I'm going to go back to the origins. Back with MTV, when they were like in their transitions from music to trash TV.
Uh-huh.
A little show called Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh!
I forgot.
Stop motion animation. Celebrities tearing people to pieces.
You just brought so many memories back.
I've never heard of this before.
So you've never heard of Celebrity Deathmatch?
No, I haven't.
It was a whole show. It was stop motion animation. Oh, and there were two like stop motion referees. It was all clay.
Yeah,
claymation. All claymation. And yeah, they would have just like random celebrities made in claymation, and they would literally tear themselves to pieces.
It gory was, like, as hell.
Super gory, super bloody. It would be like, I don't know. It was like Britney Spears versus like the Xenomorph or something.
Yeah. Well, it's usually like in the
like
realm.
Random as hell.
Yeah. So like Britney, I think it was like Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Britney versus Christina.
And yeah. Like Van Damme versus Jackie Chan, and they do these weird like Dragon Ball Z-ish moves.
That existed before YouTube comments were like Goku could beat Superman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think one was like the Beastie Boys versus the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Like most random stuff.
Beach Boys. Boys run through the Beastie Boys.
This actually makes sense because John and Tim are probably just outside the age range where they would have seen the show.
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually,
so it makes sense that you guys
a sheltered ass homeschool kid.
That too.
That's what it really is.
It was MTV.
They're all homeschooled.
It was extremely gory. It was claymation, and it was like they'd just be in a ring and they'd kill each other.
I have some Googling to do.
They are bringing it back I don't know if they're bringing it back or if they're doing reruns or something like that. But I have seen stuff about it. But the last clip that I saw that came by on like my Twitter timeline or something like that, It was Chris Rock versus The Rock. So it was really funny.
That's a terrible matchup.
I mean, you'd be Chris Rock. You'd be surprised.
Chris Rock. I think Chris Rock's like 5'9".
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter any statistic that you can think of, any real world statistic. Yeah. Ignore it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I watched hours. Yeah. Of that
so
show.
Yeah,
the one I remember was Ice-T versus Ice Cube, and Vanilla Ice comes out of nowhere.
No. Okay. Like weird shit. All right. Special shout out to anything on Spike TV.
The Man Show. Well, you know what's garbage?
The decision to throw a fireball in this temple.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So as you guys, at the end of last episode, you opened up a door with the same SEAL Team 6 strategy that you used on the break room, where all of the Cinder Claw cultists were. This time, however, as you opened up the door and Kezra throws his fireball in, I said, the fireball flies to the air and explodes in the center of the room. And you see two of these things called Dahak's Chosen, which are warped Charakas that have dragon wings, a long tail, and fire coming from their mandrel-like faces. Mm. If you remember the last one, which was named Ratcharok, she is the one who killed Skult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In this room, there are two of them, and they are wielding warhammers that are beaming with heat.
Beautiful.
Now there are two of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't say that joke.
I had to pick it up, man.
Yeah. More Star Wars jokes.
Yeah. But there's no pillar with these...
That's true. There's no pillar.
There's no blind pillar.
I would also like to point out that I hold the belt for the greatest Star Wars joke teller in this group of friends.
I mean, keep telling Star Wars jokes, I'm going to keep telling poop jokes.
At least we know the negotiations won't be short.
Tim, it's my thing.
Stay in your lane, buddy.
Yeah. What is my lane?
All right, so
crime.
I use my final charge. I used my final charge on the staff and a third level spell to cast that. So.
Oh. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and get initiative going here. I'm going to need you guys to all roll initiative.
Okay.
Can I roll with intimidation?
I assumed you would have, because that's what happened last time.
Yeah. Could I roll with stealth since I opened the door with stealth?
Yes, you were stealthing, so by the rules, even.
By the rules, that's written.
Yeah. Vincent, what'd you get?
That would be, 29.
Ooh, 29, not bad at all.
When I can roll with intimidation, it's much, much better.
Yeah. Hold on. Alright. Elkwood?
31.
31.
If I roll with stealth, it's much better.
Adalar?
30.
Man, you guys are rolling hot today.
Don't worry. It's Kezra's time.
Kezra, what is your amazing initiative?
Time to cool things off with my natural 5. For either a 15 or a 17, if you let me use Arcana.
I'll let you use Arcana, buddy.
17 to still go last.
You go last by, like, a difference of 12.
Yeah. I'm like, in another battle right now.
Yeah.
But by Pathfinder 2 rules, you would have critically failed to the next person.
Right. I'm, like, fighting my shoelaces or something.
You only wear shoes.
No, you cast it, but you drop the staff, and you're trying to pick it back up, and it's just falling.
There's just so much bacon grease on
these. Kezra's just a big old ball of failure these past couple laps.
All right.
This game's so much fun when you suck.
Jesus. Sucks to suck, nerd.
Elkwood, it is your turn. You did roll the same as one of Dahak's Chosen. But however, you go first because of that feat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So when he sees that these things are just the same ones that killed Skald, his eyes kind of narrow, and he immediately hunts prey, first action, and just shoots with two actions after
all right.
The first one. Just the first one coming up. 18 on the die, so that's a plus 19.
37.
That is a hit.
Only a 20 crits for Elk.
Four. 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage. This is the one to the in front.
First, yeah.
Okay, one. The first one. 15 points of damage. So let me explain the room here just for a second. So this room is super long. It is yeah. Let me see. Where's my ruler? There it is. So this room is 90 feet?
Yep.
So about 90 feet long, sort of in an arc shape. And let me go ahead and actually read it here. So the two Dahaks chosen are like directly in the center. However, additionally, chunks of iron are scattered around this room, while a trench filled with molten rock bubbles along the base of the western wall. Anvils and forging equipment lie here and there near the trench. And you see the two Dahaks chosen are like standing there next to their individual anvils and hammers, and yeah, they saw you and they were waiting for you. So you get your first shot off halfway down the room, and what do you do next?
That's all my actions.
That's all your actions. All right. It is that one's turn. Let me see. Really,
we are clumped up in this hallway.
I know it's a narrow hallway.
So the first one, the one that you just shot, let's see, what's her speed? Doop a doop a doop a doop a doop.
Zero.
More than that, unfortunately.
More than zero.
More than zero. In fact, at least more she's not paralyzed, in fact. So she is going to move. See, she can only get up about there. Okay.
They can fly, right? Or no?
It doesn't say that they can, actually.
I thought they had wings. I don't know why.
They have wings. That doesn't mean they're functional.
Yeah, exactly. So,
they're just for appearances.
They're cool. They're cool. Dahaki gave them to me.
Got my fancy dining wings on.
Allows me to jump 5 extra feet.
Yep. So, she flies. She runs 30 feet towards you guys, and let me just see.
Breath weapon.
Okay, what are we looking at here? Oh yeah, that's a 30-foot cone range. I'm gonna need Elkwood, Benson, and Adelar to roll basic reflex saves as she unleashes her breath weapon on
you. I was right outside. Range.
You were it tickles your nose a bit, Kesser.
You know, I rolled pretty decent, but I don't think it fucking matters.
Oh, I forgot. I was like, "Oh, what am I reflex?" Oh, it's an plus
AOE.
19.
So make sure you're
AOE.
Make sure you add your full plate.
Plus 3. Yep. Okay.
Going first, Elkwood. What did you get?
29.
29. That is a success.
So nothing.
Yes. Benson, what did you get?
27.
27. That is a regular success. So oh,
look at you!
You will take half of 36.
Cool.
I hope you got a lot of healing spells left. Yes,
and Adelar.
27 as well.
27, so you take half.
That's worn off for you. I get my minus 5 still.
Oh, okay, you still get that.
So I only take 13.
Alrighty. That was her turn. That was it. Tahawk's chosen number one. Adelar.
Okay, you said I hope you got a lot of healing spells left, so does that mean you're hurting?
No, right now I'm fine, okay. But if these things can be a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Let me see what the range is. Oh, that's a touch? Well, I mean, I guess it's a range spell.
What's wrong?
Run up there and touch it.
Yeah, what? Why?
I think I'm good. I have a ranged one. Oh, it's 30 feet. You're 30 feet from me. I'm 30 feet from you.
That's true.
I'm going to need you to... it's not great, but go ahead and roll me a fortitude save.
Okay.
Not great for me. Probably great for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You could just roll.
How's a 32?
That's a regular success.
Wow. Okay.
So that means you are enfeebled 1.
Ooh, okay.
As this inky black ray saps strength from you.
Ah, okay.
And right, the duration is 1 minute, so basically the rest.
Okay, got it. I mean, you think so. probably.
Wait. I need to make an attack roll. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was reading, it's like, if you get a crit, you treat their success as one category worse.
Oh, gotcha.
I think I missed.
Did you really?
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, that's a miss.
So nothing happens.
So she's not.
I still got one more action left.
All right.
And actually, I'm going to focus picturing Adelar pictures his childhood in the halo that was cast accidentally because of his bloodline. He focuses into that memory, and the halo appears above his head.
Mm-hmm. That is your turn. Is the second of Dahak's chosen. She is going to... She is going to Shrieking Frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. So that way she can get... Right. About 5 feet away from the door. And then she is also going to Breath Weapon.
Yeah, I figured.
Need you guys to make me another basic reflex save.
Oh, is Kezra caught in that one?
That Kezra is caught in that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Is this Breath Weapon a magical effect?
It does say divine.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is Vimir in there too, or no?
No.
Let me see. Hold on.
I still rolled like garbage.
Vimir's just outside of it, actually, Mark.
Because I'm Kezra. That's fine.
Oh, no. All right. So going around, first is Elkwood.
28.
Success, so nothing. Benson?
32.
That is a success.
18 on the die.
Jeez.
You're getting really lucky on this.
Thankfully.
So, 30 total. So, Benson, you'll take half of that.
Okay.
Adelar, you're next in line.
For using my hero point,
can
I use it after I know the result or before I know if it's a...
I think you can do it after you know the result.
Yeah.
Got 14.
14. That is a critical fail.
All right, I'm going to use my hero point.
Now, remember, you have to take this one regardless of what it is.
I know.
Okay, all right.
I can't get...
Can't get worse.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I actually can't.
You can't get worse, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get worse, because a 1 would have been the same result.
Oh, okay, all right.
So
I got a 19.
That is a fail, so you take the full 30.
Yep.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Okay.
Okay, so the memory, I guess, maybe like the moment actually, is you see at first like the flames are licking up Adelar's robe, but then you see like a golden light putting out the flames just ever so slightly to keep it from creeping up and entirely emulating Adelar as he got a 28 with his reroll.
Okay, that is a success.
So still burns, yep. But he's not down. Yep.
I'll tell you the memory you can use for that. Right? Yeah. Your dream.
Oh, yeah.
You had one of the most horrific dreams possible, so I imagine that you're like, no, no. All right, and that was her turn. It was the free move, the move again, and the breath weapon, so that is all she can do. Benson, it is your turn.
All right, Benson is going to do what Benson does. He's going to... Move and start swinging.
How far did you move?
From here? Up.
10 feet.
You moved 10 feet?
Yeah.
She's going to take an attack of opportunity on you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they can do that.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, with her tail, she swashes it out whoosh, and strikes at you with it. That is going to be a 30 to hit.
Miss.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even need to use an action because I have the feet. The shield just snaps it out of the air.
This isn't the same Benson you fought before.
Okay, all right, and then continue your turn.
All right, so now, since I was so rudely interrupted, I will swing. What'd I get?
Fuck! What'd you get? What was it?
Not natural.
2 on the die.
Oh. Goodness.
So we're going to try this one more time with a -5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay, 31.
31, that is a hit.
Nice.
14 points of damage.
14 points of damage, not bad at all. Okay. And from there, we are going to move to Kezra.
I'm so limited in what I can do in this hallway, but I'm going to move...
You're burning dive.
5 feet forward. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I'll burning dive into the lava that won't do any damage to the things. But they'll take the bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, I was going to say. So they'll take
I'll burn alive and get murdered.
I love
good trade.
Salty Kelly's best Kelly.
Mad at Kezra right now. I'm going to roll electric. Do some electric arc. Reflex saves.
All right.
Yeah.
Reflex saves. So the first one, she gets a 27.
Success.
Okay. Reflex save for the second, 17.
Mm. Fail.
Okay.
Regular fail.
Okay.
All right. So that'll be 9. No. 13 damage.
13.
And 6.
Okay, so... Oh, sorry. So 6 for the first one because she succeeded.
Yep.
All right, and then 13 for the second. Got it.
So good. Just so good.
I know. Fantastic spell.
Can't lightning bolt Benson, can I? He'll fail and he'll succeed.
Yeah, right.
No, you don't understand. It charges his armor with electricity.
Yeah, the problem is the charging of my mind.
It's very painful.
Feels like I'm Transformer, actually.
Top of round 2, Elkwood Grimm.
All right, Elk is going to take...
Pull out his gun.
Hey, he pulls out his gun and just shoots it.
Blam.
Right up against Benson's head. He pulls the trigger.
It's okay. You'll be fine. Your 4-2 save.
Hell, dog.
Your 4-2 save will be fine. Very good. Let's see. So from this range, it's kind of unfortunate because that one's like right there. But he is going to switch his hunt prey action to hunt this one right in front of him.
Okay.
The one that Benson's fighting.
Correct. Yeah.
And he's just going to take a single action shot. Shit. That is a miss with a 17.
Yes, that is.
Actually,
Still, yep, miss.
But in that case, he's going to use his last action to, like, it's kind of like trying to hit the one spot where he's going, aiming for. So,
okay.
Like, you see it, like, glance off, and you just, Benson, aim for that spot, and he gives you a Warden's Boon.
Nice.
All right. Warden's Boon from Elkwood. Back to the first Archer Rock. That's not her name. They just use the same token. So she is going to come directly to the right of her sister, and then she is going to so one action to move up. You know what? No, she hasn't Shrieking Frenzied yet. So, in which case, she is going to Shrieking Frenzy to get a move up, and then she is going to use her Draconic Frenzy. So she's going to make 2 claw strikes and 1 bite strike in any order.
Mm.
First is going to be the bite. She bites out at you. Natural 1. Goodness gracious.
Yes!
Thank you. All right, good news.
Grab the wrong deck.
Oh, critical success, yeah.
We all cheer when Jake rolls like crap.
This was bite?
Yes.
Whirlwind of Shame. You hit every creature adjacent to you except the target.
Oh! She hits her sister.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Okay.
Normal damage just... on her sister.
Yep.
Her claws just deal fire damage. Shit.
Goodness. All right, so I'm going to ignore that. Damn, she worked really fucking well.
Yeah.
So she bites into her sister, and she's just like, what are you doing?
Wait a minute, this is just like an episode of Mari.
It really is.
Sisters fighting each other.
It's Jerry Springer.
But he's mine!
Alright, then she's going to do her 2 claws. First claw. It's agile, so... Nope. Claw again. For a 30?
Nah.
Ah, okay.
Mm.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
This isn't level 6, Benson. This is level 8.
All right.
I'm the monster now.
Adelar, it's your turn.
Kez, are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay.
You doing good, Ben?
If 90 damage is dealt to me in this turn, I'll be in trouble.
What do I do?
These things could probably actually do.
run up there, fight.
I will use the two action heal to heal old Benson.
Hey, I mean, if you get that, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I will use a two action heal to heal myself.
Oh yeah, you did take a bunch of damage.
I'm
I can also heal myself and get myself AC. Like, if I'm probably gonna be taking the brunt of the attack. In fact, you know what? I'm probably gonna really regret telling you to do that.
That's all right. That's all
right. The thing is, we done checks on these guys before, right?
Yeah, like a long time ago, two levels ago, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Wow, it's been a bit.
It was definitely more than a year the real world.
Sorry, so much math.
Oh my god, Tim.
58 points of healing.
Tim, famously terrible at math. That's not true. Tim's brilliant.
See, does that even get me up to full, though, is the real question. I was down a lot.
Oh, how are you?
Because I forgot to, like, do battle medicine.
How much were you down?
If I would have taken that crit, I would have been dying.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. I'm down 30 hit points. Heal yourself.
Yeah, for real.
Alright, I still have one more action left, but I actually don't think I have any good old one action things to do. So
you could give me guidance.
No, it hasn't been an hour.
Yep.
Oh, an hour.
Yeah, yep. It's only been like 10 minutes tops, yep. Maybe 12.
You need to talk to Abadar about, you know, these wait times too long.
Yeah.
Cut these cooldowns. I'm doing work out here. You gotta help me.
Alright. Actually I'm just gonna cast a silent message to the I guess one of the Charakaper people.
The Hawk's Chosen.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say, there's still time to run. That's it.
Okay. It is...
Wait, was that intimidation?
I mean, sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man. Waste your action.
Yeah, I was going to say. Aww. Might as well.
And they just shriek
Demoralize them.
That's true.
Actually,
so it's a flavored message, but the actual action isn't.
Of course, yeah.
Actually... We didn't do Benson's initiative right.
Hey, you've been forgetting your battlecraft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Since I'm rolling with intimidation, it would have been battlecraft.
27 against their will DC.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Damn, that got high will.
Would a 29 work?
Yeah, a 29 would have.
Then one of them is demoralized because of my battle shout at the beginning of the combat.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, that'd be over now.
That only wrestle him around.
So yeah, so it's over now. Yeah. Remember next time. All right, it is...
next time, nerd.
It is the one that is directly in front of you, Benson.
They're both directly in front of me.
No. One is a little east, one is southeast, one is directly south. She is going to...
Hit her sister?
Nope.
Oh.
So she is going to use her Draconic Frenzy and do... Jaw, claw, claw. In that order. Jaw attack. Natural 20.
Damn it.
No!
Hold on, let me check if that hits.
This was a jaw?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not right. You know how he said I was probably going to regret Tim not healing me?
Yeah.
All right, it's not the worst. Send him reeling. The target is flat-footed till the end of their next turn.
Okay. All right.
That's bad. Two. Yeah.
That's bad, bud. Yeah.
58 points of damage.
Yeah, I forgot these things hit like a truck.
Right. All right, well, that's almost 60 of the 90 that you can't take.
Yep.
Can wait for these two more claw attacks coming out at you, too.
Yeah.
All right, you get the 58 damage in, John?
Yep.
All right. Second attack is her claw. 30 to hit?
Miss.
Miss.
Yeah, because
okay.
I'm flat-footed, it hits.
Okay. Natural 20 on the last attack for a 34.
That's...
Okay, so it is another confirmed crit.
Well...
Wait, what about the second hit? That one hit, right?
Hmm?
Yeah.
No.
You said it hit because your AC was dying because you're flat-footed.
Oh, because you're flat-footed. All right, so let me do damage from the second.
Well, shucks.
All right, so second hit was 24 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I will wait for Kelly to read the card.
Please be like the lamest card.
hold on. Look.
What? Oh boy.
Tangled. You can attempt to grapple the target as a free action. This uses the same map as a penalty as the attack that you used and doesn't count towards future maps.
Minus 10.
Okay, minus 10 grapple attempt.
Okay, so let's do damage first and then...
Is it still double?
Yes.
Okay.
He's still down.
Okay, so the crit from the last attack is 50 points of damage.
Yeah.
I would like to point out... I would like to quickly point out, if Benson was at full health... That still would have knocked him down.
Whoa!
Yeah. Wow!
You dealt more than 100 and...
Well, yeah, 56.
Oh, yeah, 60 plus...
50 plus 24. 20, yeah, yeah, full yep. health Benson's going down.
Well, I mean, I guess it's good I didn't heal you.
Well, natural 20s.
Interesting argument, Tim.
Two natural 20s from Hawk's Chosen will do
You're
that.
You're doomed one.
No, I'm not. Going last.
Didn't John become doomed from a crit fail?
That was Flavor when he's fighting demons.
That No, you get a crit fail.
It was during the golem fight, but I thought it wore off by now. It was only till like the end of something.
Full night rest, right? Oh no.
I'm pretty sure doom heal. Stays until GM.
No.
Come on, Kelly.
Kelly's going to the car.
Come on, Kelly.
Yeah. This is important.
You haven't used your hero point, have you?
I haven't.
No.
Okay.
So
okay. You can. All right.
So you have a chance.
Oh, God. Kel's going through cards. How many cards have you gone through?
I mean, all those crit fails.
I know. Going through so many things.
I don't know. I'll see you there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So, all right. So let's... For now, you're down. We'll find out what your wounded condition is in a second.
Okay.
However, the free grab from the natural 20 there, Kel?
Yep. Okay. It says right here, your doomed value decreases by one each time you get a full night's rest.
Okay, so he was fine anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you go to...
That's good to know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you get a dying two because you're crit. And there was a free grab with the critical success, Kel?
Yeah.
Okay. So... As it lays into Benson, you see that her claw goes directly into his neck and blood just squirts out. And then you see her start to drag his body towards the lava.
Oh, of course.
Next is Benson. Wait, no. You would go before her.
Yeah.
Next is Benson. What?
What?
I bleed out.
Huh?
This is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
This is very dangerous.
All right, so move you up before her. Kezra, there's a fuck ton of blood on the floor.
Yep.
What you doing, man?
This really fucks up everything I was going to do. Jeez. This is like the worst.
Nobody expects to get one shot when you have 120 health.
Yeah.
Right?
No one expects Benson to get
Benson
one
to
shot.
Go down, yeah. Mm. Of all the people I expect to go down, Benson is not one.
I mean, this is just flat out awful.
Yeah, this is really bad.
And I... All my strongest abilities are AoE.
But he's laying down. You can lightning bolt.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, because he is prone.
That's true.
That's still only hitting one.
I mean, yeah, it only hits one.
Unless he stands in the lava.
Just terrible. Like, not well equipped to deal with this type of dilemma.
Hey, Tim, can you resurrect people yet?
That's a great question.
Abadar has not given me that power yet.
We're level 8!
Yeah, resurrection? That's like the power of the gods. Like, literally the power of the gods.
That's literally your power.
Wait, Timmy, create undead. Great undead. Great undead.
Zombie Benson.
Oh, that's
get to work, Zombie Benson.
just turn him into a ghoul.
Even in death, you
so the only
us.
Thing that changes is that now I kind of smell funny.
Still as snarky as ever.
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly not going to do the fucking work.
That's the Benson we know and love.
That just smells bad and never tires.
Oh, Benson that never tires. That's a world.
I know.
Oh, man.
Tui, you can play a skeleton. Play a skeleton, Tui.
Oh, my gosh. What if that was your backup?
I'm just skeleton Benson. Benson.
Skeleton Benson. Yeah.
Benson return.
Skelly Benson.
Does Iomide hate undead?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course she fucking does.
Oh, yeah. She would abandon
them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think Abaddon's got a problem with undead.
I don't think so. As long as it's legal.
I feel like I would literally be cursed by Iomide if I brought back Benson from the
absolutely,
dead.
Yeah.
Like, still wearing the cloak and everything.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kezra goes invisible.
Oh.
Adelar casts the invisibility. I have it prepared. No,
you're not running.
That's just Kezra running down the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nope.
Kezra casts fuck everything.
All right. So Kezra casts invisibility. And do you want to say what you did or you want to just leave that?
I moved.
And all right, top of round three, Elkwood.
Okay.
This mauling of Benson just happened.
You could actually do it. You could kill Benson.
I could. I just cut off his head.
You just need to crit him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can I move into a space then, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so he actually moves up with one action.
You get a step or stride?
Step.
Okay.
Duh.
I gotta ask, I know.
God!
Just ask.
God!
Well, I don't often get attacks of opportunity,
that's
so I
true.
Can...
Yeah, so he's gonna step into the square. He's going to switch out with quick draw his Elvish Curve Blade.
There we go. Nice.
And... Shame. Kelly?
Oh, come on, dude.
You're a monster.
What the
natural
fuck?
20.
Oh, my
yes!
God.
Elkwood is not playing no shit.
No. No. This is a creature that killed his first animal companion. He
no,
is pissed,
it,
and he just
it
saw
makes
Benson.
Sense. It makes
and,
sense.
And he just saw Benson, good old buddy Benson, go down.
Yeah. This is the curve blade. Curve blade,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm just like picturing like the conversation that Benson had with Elkwood.
You're all right. Yeah. Stand aside. The target is pushed 5 feet.
Eh.
Okay.
Okay. So.
All right.
Interest. How does that work? Which you talked the one that bloody Benson, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work with grappling?
Make me, you know what? In this exact instance, make an attack roll again, just like you like, and your highest bonus and stuff okay. like that. And then if you beat her AC, no okay,
no, certainly right. No. Okay, so that's. Hold on, I'm mathing.
Okay.
I'm trying to math,
it's gonna be so much damage.
20, 40 points of damage.
Wow.
Yeah. Blech. Yeah. So wait. Sorry, I may have lied. No, because the thing is, I in my head, it's like so. It'd be 7, 8 plus four. Yeah, 20.
Okay.
So it'll be 40.
40
yeah.
total.
Nice.
Yeah, right. So he just straight up slices into this thing, and, like, again, he swings again with his last action.
All right. Hold on. Let's handle the crit first. Did it say that it does move, or did it say that it could move?
Does.
It does.
It does move.
Okay.
Shit.
Where do you want to move her?
Please.
So southeast one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you slash her, and she goes reeling back from that crit. Benson, if you can move yourself into the square she just was.
Sure.
Thank you.
And the last action, unfortunately, since she vanished, out of reach.
Yep.
He is just going to swing at the other one, and well, the precision wouldn't stack anyway, just because of it only goes to hunt prey and all.
Oh, okay, ones. Gotcha, yep. Yeah.
So it's still 2d8 plus 5, but that was an 18 on the die, too.
Oh,
so
nice.
That would be a 20. 18 plus, that'd be a.
14, right?
Yeah.
32.
32. 32, that is a hit.
Nice.
Elkwood's a fucking monster.
He's pissed. Ooh, okay, bad, too. 8, plus.
You guys really got to elk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
19 points of damage.
19 points of damage. And this is against the other one, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Kezra absorbed all of your shit.
This is what happens. Get him pissed off.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn, Elk?
Yeah, this is going to be unfortunate, though.
Got it.
Oh, actually, the other one got pushed back, so...
Yes, yeah.
Is Vimir not getting in there with your hunt
fuck
prey?
No. Yeah, with his...
That's
plus.
Funny. Here, take my new pet. Yeah.
Yes, please, attack.
But Vimir's like, put me in, boss. Put me in, boss.
You're like, no, you don't understand what happened last time.
Elkwood's like, Benson dying or Vimir dying? Sorry, Benson.
Sorry, Benson. I'm not losing another pet.
No. No.
All right, so the next one is the one that... The one that Elkwood just shoved.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, the one Elkwood shoved was the one that has Benson grabbed. Yeah. So it's the one.
Oh, sorry.
Next to
it. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the other one. Oh, that's right, because she moved up and around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they switched positions. My bad. All right, so she sees Elkwood there, and she is going to try.
I mean, she'll most likely hit, but.
So, with her Red Hot Warhammer, which is exactly what it's called, she is going to do something very interesting. She sort of winds up and does a like a wild swing, and she is going to attempt to shove you. So, this is going to be a shove attempt with the hammer. 40 total?
Yeah, of course.
Alright.
Jake, will you let me retrograde strike? I have no actual argument here. I'm just asking.
You're on the ground and your arms are just flailing upwards.
It's like Benson unconscious. Boom! It's reactive.
Remember, if you say I can't do it, I'll fucking drag you on Twitter. I don't even get on Twitter.
I was about to say.
Yeah. All right, and so you are shoved into the lava.
How does that make sense? Make it make sense, Jake.
Yeah.
Tim's not having this shit.
as shove works, you make an attack roll, uh-huh. and then you push them in a direction.
Just as a direction.
You want me to pull up shove?
Yeah.
Right.
I want to hear.
It says you push in a target away from you. So away.
Is that away? It's like a diagonal.
It's not
like
towards.
Curved.
It's not towards.
Mm.
I mean, how would you define away?
I would define away as this
okay,
square.
So that's
this square. That's what I would define away as, but that's just me.
It's just you.
Tim's discretion. I mean, Tim's coming to bat for you, man.
I know. I do appreciate it.
Hey, you really is.
As someone who's always thought shove is weak, I've always thought you could, as long as they're not coming toward you.
Oh,
yeah.
I've always treated it. I didn't like shove because it does kind of. Limit it, whereas like in 1E it was like reposition.
Yeah. The reposition was nice.
So your definition of shove, it could be there.
Yeah, I mean if you think about it, if he's whacking
or
him with,
there,
if he's swinging an arcing hammer,
he can just
likely going
oh
in the direction of one of the arcs.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick thing too. You'll take 4 extra damage to the second one that got hit because of forceful.
Ah, okay.
So,
all right,
I'll take two action. Times nice. Weapon
all
dice.
All right, so the one that just hits you bleeds a little bit more.
Yeah,
you go into fire into the lava.
Yeah, 5d6.
5d6 for 15. Good God, it was horrible.
Hey,
for 15,
I'll take.
What are you talking about? It was a great roll.
And then that was her first attack. And then she's going to use her tail twice.
Oh, that's a range.
Right. She's got to reach to 10 feet. So
10 feet.
He actually moved 10 feet. If you want to push him another square.
Wait, why 10?
It was a critical fail.
Crit.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, sure. It's not gonna
change.
Yeah,
much.
Not gonna change much. All right. So yeah, he moves into the lava 10 feet then. Anyway, two tail swipes.
Where is that?
First one at the so this is the second attack. So the -5 here. So 29.
Damn. Yeah, it hits. Sorry, I don't got no Benson here.
Yep. It is 21 points of damage.
Yowza.
This is so fucking bad.
Yep.
Two natural 20s.
Yeah.
And a miss on the last attack.
Wait, what is it? Just curious.
23.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Yep, yeah. I figured. I mean, it's the minus 10. There's no agile on the tail. All right, that was her turn. Adelar.
And you just notice that, like, when he gets hit, he's just, like, smiling a little bit. Like, he's oh, like, gritting his teeth.
So I'm moving there out of Tailstrike range, but in range that the halo graces, the presence of the halo graces Benson's unconscious body.
Thanks, buddy.
As
you're unconscious still.
The healing power of Abadar flows through you. Four.
Ooh.
Four.
58 points of healing.
Okay. Fucking take it.
I know, it doesn't sound that great after how hard they hit.
Two crits. Okay, you have to explain.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
But now he is a body on the floor.
Yep.
Back in the fight.
All right, Benson, it is your turn. You are prone, but you're awake.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And grabbed.
That doesn't impede my striking, does it? Okay.
Nope.
Benson casts Zeal.
Oh.
What is Zeal verbal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he strikes at the one that grabbed him.
Nice. All right, yep. So that is the one on the southeast.
Yep.
Nope, you dropped all your items.
What?
Falling unconscious means you drop your items.
Okay. Well, you just have to pick one up.
Yeah,
right?
With an action. Yeah.
Sure.
Does that interact? We have to roll 5.
Yep. All right, so roll a DC 5.
Fuck you.
What is it?
It's a natural 20.
Well, you've got... You firmly grip your sword.
Yeah. Firmly grasp it.
You know what? Firmly grasp it.
Oh, God.
You know, John, that was so
that
fun.
That instantly annihilated Kelly.
Yeah, he almost fell out of his chair.
God. I saw him, Maria.
I love Patrick.
You know, John, that was just so good. You can't get disarmed again. How about that?
Oh, my God. There you go. See, Mom, I'm funny.
Made anything in my life.
You know what? We'll roll this, because apparently this one's rolling
decent.
Yeah. 29. 29,
and this is going against the one in the southeast?
The one that grabbed me, yes.
Okay, that is a hit.
Yes.
Zeal, right?
Yes, with Zeal.
And Zeal, oh yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to damage, but I need to roll one more for Zeal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's yep,
that's good. You rolled good on that,
17,
too.
22. Yeah, 22 points.
22 points of damage?
22 points of damage.
Woo! Okay. Not bad at all. Alright, so...
Wait, that was Zeal Strike.
Pick up sword.
And pick up sword, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Firmly.
Okay.
Firmly grasp.
It's like one of my favorite episodes of SpongeBob.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really good one. That's the same one with the famous... Is this the Krusty Krab?
No. This is Patrick. Hey, buddy. You just blown from Stupidville?
Is that what Benson wakes up and immediately looks like? The charcoal enemy.
All right, so the
Dahak's... I was really hoping that was going to kill him.
The Dahak's chosen that you just struck out at. You're still on the ground, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, she is going to... How can you shove someone while they're on the ground?
I mean, just shove them.
Yeah.
You kick them when they roll.
Kick them really hard.
Yep.
Kick them when they're down.
Yep. Yeah. So she's going to wind up the Red Hot Warhammer.
It's like croquet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say she's going to swing it like a golf club. This is wind up and boom! So this is going to be another shove attempt on you, Benson. 36 total.
Hmm.
I think that.
Was it 10 athletics or
10 plus athletics?
Yeah, 10 plus your athletics.
Yeah, that'll be a success.
Okay.
Is that crit?
It's not crit.
No, okay. Definitely not crit against him. All right, you get shoved back 5 feet. Boop.
Oh no.
You're gonna take 5d6.
Uh-huh.
No longer grabbed.
So he gets shoved into the lava, and you take 5d6 for 14 points of fire damage.
You're rolling like shit.
I know. It's not good. Not good on the lava.
Even
the fucking
me,
lava.
I'm the one in danger, and I hear that. I'm like, wow.
All right, and then so that was one. Then she's going to step up and hit you again. Mm. But after she shoves you, she steps up, and while you're still on the ground, she's going to hit you with the hammer again, right on your chest. Red hot war hammer, and this is going to be the second. 36 to hit.
Shield block.
You don't have your shield.
Yeah,
it's
you only
attached to my arm.
Yeah, I was assuming that the shields were on your arm.
Okay, so even though you fall unconscious,
okay. So I don't know what the rule actually is, but those shields don't fucking come
like
off your arm.
It's like holding the handle. It's like a strap.
Yeah,
like that goes on.
Yeah.
If can you use shield block? Because you didn't raise your shield.
I have a free action to do that. Yeah, he's got part of the feat.
He's got a cool new feat.
Yeah.
I don't have to use a reaction to.
So you can use a use a reaction to raise and block?
Yes.
Yeah, he has a free reaction every turn to just shield block.
Yeah.
So he basically never has to raise a shield.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like I missed that part. That's
I don't know how.
Yeah, it's a busted feat. And since I have all of my spikes intact on my shield, I'm probably not going to take any damage.
Nice.
All
right. So we will see. So 36 just a regular hit.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, please. Yeah.
All right. So that is going to be do you have fire resistance at all?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope.
So there's just full damage here. It's bludgeoning as well, so I don't know what that does for you, but 28 points total.
No, I lose 3 spikes.
Okay.
Wow, that's awesome.
So you pull your shield onto your chest, and you just see spikes just crumble. All right, and that is the end of her turn. Kezra.
Fucking finally. All right, so you hear...
Oh, sorry, are you bored?
I am bored. I'm bored with all your dying. Burning alive.
Bleeding out. How droll.
You hear the two enchantments in the open space next to them. And then a blue dragon claw. Or actually, I guess it's the cinder claw gauntlet covered in blue scales now.
Yep.
Nice.
Reach out as Kezra appears. He's doing a true strike. I rolled a 7 on both dice. I hate my life. Jesus.
Man.
Kelly, we really need some more from you.
Do you want to
borrow?
Yeah,
Kezra, you look kind of weak over there.
We just did Kelly dirty.
Never seen Kel so bad.
22.
That's a mess, buddy.
That's flat-footed.
That's all my fucking actions. So
even with a flat-foot, it wouldn't be. Wouldn't be hip.
What if you said it was a hit?
Two sevens.
That's so
hey,
fucking
you get one
shitty.
More seven, you win jackpot.
That's true. All right. So it is the top of round 4.
Just kill me.
Elkwood, he asked for it.
Yeah, kill him instead of me.
Elkwood, he asked for it.
He just looks at Kezra. I expect more from you.
Oh, you miss that too?
Oh, man.
Kezra's face just goes completely dark.
He jams the gauntlet into his own neck.
He's got the sad scene in an anime where it's just like his eyes are covered in darkness just like rain in the background.
The rain's coming up. Do I take damage as soon as I move out of the spot or no?
You start a turn with it, so...
Okay, so I do.
5d6.
Okay, so it's...
14.
Fuck. Goddamn, man.
So is it, this is like lesser lava or something.
Huh.
It's a cheap lava.
Discount lava?
Dollar store lava.
What's funny is that the book says to use this lava pit and the other one in the kitchen, like the same. It's like, yeah, just like, you know, use like the same thing. So it's like, clearly not the same thing.
Right. First swing is a miss. That's definitely a mess.
Okay.
Oh my god, Kelly.
Are you... Dude!
God.
You're sucking up all the luck.
I am! I fully...
He's taking that shit.
I'm switching chairs with Timmy.
So, Mark, was that an extra 20?
Yeah, so it was.
Okay,
all right. So what you got?
I don't know.
Card.
Oh god.
Why are you sad? This is good for us!
No, I'm very happy. Yeah, I'm happy to the pain.
Kelly just wants one of his cards for himself.
Yeah, but unfortunately... Well,
you'll never...
We'll also see what the card says.
It's a great one.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And a nerve slice.
Ooh.
The target is slowed 2 for 1 round.
Holy shit.
Oh, let's go!
That's good.
Okay. All
right. Right in the funny bone.
So, extremely middling rolls because, you know, of chances. That's a 4, that's a 4, and that's a 4.
All
right.
So that's 12 plus...
That's literally middle of the road.
It's extremely middle of the road. So that's 12 plus 5, so that'd be 17. So 34 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
And his last action is he's going to take a step again behind Kezra. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay.
I said step.
You did
behind
say
Kezra.
I know.
Why isn't...
No, is it not? Here, I'll move you. There you go.
Move me behind meat shield, Kezra.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the meat shield, Kezra. all right. It is the Dahak's chosen in the on the further east. So the one that's not slowed. She is going to...
No way she sees Kezra as a threat.
She sees Kezra.
No chance.
I mean.
Most certainly not. But she is going to take a step and...
Fire.
A little bit of Adalar's right there.
Mm.
Ooh.
Abadar will protect me from you.
As he pisses himself.
Do it.
Come at me, bro.
Roll a bluff to not see the pee on your leg.
That's why I have the robe of prestidigitation.
She
steps up. Well, she strides up to Adalar, and she is going to do her...
Well, I
friendly.
Take my attack of opportunity now.
It's like, what? Took a level and fight her.
I wanted her to use her tail there.
Oh, yeah, because you can't do it.
I can't write you to strike this now.
Yeah.
Are you not within 15? Because it's within... Oh, yeah, no, you can get the...
You can't hit her, but you can give him the resistance.
Yeah, the resistance.
I'll give you damage reduction.
All right. So, Draconic Frenzy, jaw attack first, Adalar.
Uh-huh.
34?
That's a crit.
That's a crit?
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check.
You better check your AC.
Yeah,
that's a crit.
Oh my god, all right.
Why don't I attack the cleric more often?
I know. He should leave himself open more often. 42 points of damage.
All right.
Oh, damn.
It's a good thing you healed yourself.
Vimir needs to get his ass in there.
Yeah, Vimir's probably gonna help now.
And, Jake.
Yep.
I need you to roll me a will save as a curse from Abadar is muttered from Adalar's lips. May Abadar increase your wounds like you have mine.
34 will save.
Let me check that.
It's a reggie.
It's a reggie.
It's a reggie. All right.
I think you still get...
You get so much mileage out of the spell.
I really do.
That's a good effect. All right,
though. So... as you pierce me, so I just imagine like the jaw, like tips of like, you know, the jaw just kind of dig into me.
Oh, yeah.
And then on a similar spot on that creature's body, you see a similar two ping prick wounds open up as they take persistent bleed damage.
Oh, okay.
As a curse is uttered upon you.
Watch your damn mouth.
You take 3 points of bleed.
Okay, then.
And you get a free save at the end of your turn to try to negate that.
All right.
Is it dead?
Nope. All right, so that was the first... that was the first attack from her Draconic Frenzy. So, other two attacks coming out from the claws. Shunk, shunk, shunk. Oh, no.
Is that a natural 20?
That is a natural 20.
Man, there have been some crits
in
these two sessions. Well, all Addy's going down.
Yep, most likely.
You got no reaction?
Is this a claw?
Yes, claw.
Normal damage, normal damage, normal damage, normal damage.
Makes no sense for you.
Great.
Oh.
Does apply.
I always just draw a different one.
Normal damage, normal damage, normal damage, normal damage.
Spun around. The target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn.
So double damage.
So double damage.
I spin around, then I fall and die.
44.
Yeah, dying too.
Dying too.
Fuck.
Well, there goes healer.
Let's see. Condition, add.
Abadar will get you.
It raises its claw to strike at the downed Adalar. And I'll see you guys next time.
Wait, what? Huh?
Oh, no.
That was only the second attack in the Draconic Frenzy there, Tim.
Got more attacks.
I'll see you guys next time.
Are you using your point?
Yeah. Tim
looked at me with fear in his eyes.
Yeah.
I already used my hair point.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
Oh, no.
Hey everyone, Jake the GM here to remind you to follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content, check our Twitch and YouTube channels as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you in the next episode.